Do mitzvos require kavana or not? The Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Brachos 13a. Issues in Daf Yomi. Brachos. There are many places where the Gemara discusses the issue of kavana in mitzvos. One of the most prominent places is Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches Mabez 28b, 28a, and 29a. It's a long sugya. The Gemara begins with Shochle Ravud Shmuel, Kvova Chomatza Yatza. That if someone forced you to eat matzah, if the Persians force you to eat matzah, you do get the mitzvah. Rava concludes from there that the same thing is true of shofar, that if you, Kela Shir Yatza, someone who's just blowing the shofar just in order to practice, he also gets the mitzvah. Rava is challenged from many Mishnayos that clearly seem to say, including our Mishnah in Brachos on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and from the Mishnah just on a couple of pages before in Rosh Hashanah, very clearly say that you do require Kavana, but he pushes off each one. And the question is, are these Shinui the Chuki? Are these answers sufficient answers, or are these answers merely forced answers we should not accept? Then at the end of the Gemara, we have Rava kind of makes a grand pronouncement of his mitzvos, ein tzvichos kavana position, that we do not need require kavana for mitzvos. But then Reb Zera, who lived a little bit after Rava, he says that is a story that he told his servant, his helper, his shamash, to have kavana and help him get the mitzvah. So it seems that we do need kavana. And they seem to bring Reb Yossi from a brisa and some other sources. So number one, it's a maaser rav, it's a story. We often follow the Maaser Rav. And number two, we have Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi also appears in Gemara Msachim, Kuf Yudal and Mabiz, where also Rabbi Yossi seems to say that mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana, as well. However, there are other Gemaras as well. The Gemara in Eruvin says the Kuli Alma that after they think that perhaps the question as to whether when you find tefillin strewn on Shabbos, whether you could put on two pair at a time or only one at a time and bring them inside the house, it depends on the question of mitzvot tzrichos kavana. But then they decide, no, kuvi alma, mitzvot ein tzrichos kavana, daf tzadi vavun aleph. Everyone agrees that mitzvot do not require kavana. So that gemara seems to also say that mitzvot do not require kavana. There's also gemara in chulin, laf lamed aleph amud aleph, and there it seems to say that tav lavanensa, tohor lavesa, that if a woman was forced to go into mikvah, she was pushed in the water, that she would be tahora, she would be pure. If you threw something and it did a shechita, a slaughtering, then also that would work. So it seems that mitzvos ain tzrichos kavana. There's also a gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that we had recently that seemed to say that if you didn't have proper kavana at the beginning of the bracha, then you don't get the mitzvah. But even though all you did was think the wrong thought, you said the right bracha, but you thought the wrong thing when you were saying Hashem's name, it seems the mitzvahs do require kavana. And then you also have the Gemara in Sukkah, where it says, agve nafakbe, when you touch the lulav, you get the mitzvah. It also seems to indicate that you do not require kavana for mitzvahs. So what is the halach? The big problem becomes the position of the Rambam, as usual. The Rambam on the one hand says, achal matzah b'lo kavana. If you had matzah without intent, like the goyim force you to eat it, you do get the mitzvah. So he seems to say that mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana do not require kavana. That's in the laws of chametz matzah, chapter 6, halacha gimel. However, in the laws of shofar, chapter 2, halacha dalet, the fourth halacha, he says that a mitzase with your shofar, if you're just trying to learn how to blow the shofar and you happen to blow the right thing, do not get the mitzvah. Or if somebody hears from someone who's just playing around with the shofar, you don't get the mitzvah. And if you don't have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah for the other person, or that you don't want to fulfill it yourself when you're listening, do not get the mitzvah until you have kavana from the person who's blowing and from the person who's listening. So in shofar, he seems to say mitzvos do require kavana, and in matzah, he seems to say mitzvos do not require kavana. So what's the story? What's going on over here? What in the world is going on? So the Birkas Avram, the Rambam's son, Avram ben Arambam, wrote to Rabbi Daniel the Babylonian, and it's found in question number 34. So he says that something that's an actual deed, like eating, or dunking a mikveh, those things do not require kavanah, because the deed is important. But if something's merely a voice, then if you don't have kavanah, then you are in trouble. So for a shofar, you need kavanah because there's a voice. The Magi Mishnah, or Vidal of Tolisa, 14th century Spain, the Magi Mishnah says two different things. In the laws of shofar, he writes that that when the Rambam said that you get the mitzvah if you don't know what you're doing in a Pesach, that's if you knew it was Pesach. But if you thought it was a weekday, or there wasn't matzah, you would not get the mitzvah. However, in the laws of matzah, chametz matzah, he says, I don't know, maybe the text of the Rambam is mistaken. Maybe he should say if you ate the matzah by force, you do not get the mitzvah, like you don't get the mitzvah. And if shofar, if you don't have kavanah, maybe it's the wrong text. But there's no text of the Rambam that actually says that. The Rabbeinu Manoach also has two different answers. In the laws of shofar, he says that there's a special idea of misasik b'chalim v'arayos is chayev, that even though if you don't know what you're doing with licentiousness or with eating certain fats, forbidden fats, but since you did enjoy it, you benefited from it, therefore you get the mitzvah. So that's what matzah is different. Matzah is the one that's unique because it's weird. It's about eating. Eating is always eating. You can't deny that eating is eating. The Ravid says that we should follow the idea that we don't need kavanah because you always follow the story. And that's Reb Zeira who says you have to have kavanah to blow the shofar. And then he mentions the idea that matzah, you don't require kavanah because after all, you did benefit from it. In the laws of chametz matzah, Rabbeinu Manoach writes that the Rambam follows Rabbi Yossi, because we usually follow Rabbi Yossi. Nimuko Imo, he knows what he's talking about. The Turin Or Chaim says that Rabbi Yaakov, he says that he's not sure what the Rambam says. He's not sure what the Rambam says. The Ran, the Rabbeinu Nissim of Gerona, he says, look, the Gemara seems very confident with the notion of Shmuel, that if they force him to eat matzah, you're yotze. On the other hand, the Gemara seems to present Reb Zeira that, as a matter of fact, that you do need kavanah for a shofar. So, and after all, the Gemara did make a distinction between shofar and matzah. The Gemara said, you might think there's a difference between shofar and matzah, because matzah, if you told the Torah says you should eat it, you ate it. But shofar, it's a zichron true. It's supposed to be a remembrance. It's supposed to be something intellectual in the brain. So that's different. Although the Gemara rejected that distinction, but maybe we actually do agree with that distinction. The Vilna Gaon says, look, you follow Reb Zeira. That's it. One of my contemporaries thought that when they force you, it's completely different. They force you to eat something, then you don't put your heart into it. But in general, you do need intent. That's what one of my contemporaries said. The Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik and Rabbi Soloveitchik try to point to the notion of misasik. The Rambam only says you don't need kavana. You do need kavana when he talks about misasik. That if you're just playing around, well, no, that's a different thing. When you're playing around with anything, that's not a real action. In order for something to be considered an action, you have to know approximately what you're doing. But if you're just misasik, you're just fiddling around, that you're occupying yourself, that doesn't count. So in the laws of shofar, he's not really serious. Now, but then he says you have to have kavanah if you're blowing, or if the person who's blowing, the person who's listening. So how do you explain that? So he says, well, you have to connect the action and the intent. If you don't connect the action and then the intent, says Reb Chaim, then it fails to be a mitzvah altogether. So there's so many different opinions about this, and there's so many different options, even within the Rambam, as to what the bottom line is. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's a Torah law, then you should you require kavanah. If it's a rabbinic mitzvah, then do not require kavanah. Of course, in general, we try to have kavanah. We try to have intent for all mitzvos. No one argues about that. But And the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to have a kavana for the mitzvah. If we need kavana, we need kavana both for the mitzvah and also that it is a mitzvah, and also that you want to fulfill the mitzvah as well. Summarizing some of the opinions, you can see in the Mechaber, he says, the Mechaber says, there's a rule that tells us, Rabbeinu Yonah, say you don't need kavana, and Bahag, the Rosh, say you do need kavana. So, a lot of different opinions about this. So it's the Magen Avraham who says in the name of the Radvaz that if it's Torah law, it does require kavana. But for rabbinic law, not. And also the Chayyadim says that if you're in an obvious situation, like you're eating your meal on Friday night, you don't have to have kavana. I'm eating the meal on Friday night. Of course you are. That's obvious. It's only if something less obvious, like you have a snack on Shabbos afternoon or on Saturday night, is it clear that it's a Malav Malka? Is it clear that Shal Shudas? No, it's not clear. It's not clear. Then you need Kavtavana to clarify the situation. That's our discussion of mitzvos, svichos, kavana, or mitzvah, ein svichos, kavana, whether kavana intent is required for mitzvos. And thank you very much.